ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning into this.
Drew?
Yep, go ahead.
Before we start, I think I did really well on our Super Bowl bets.
What do you want to open? Well, I have to open with some other business, but we can start there. You did well. I won't spoil it.
Okay. Okay, well, I just wanted to catch you before you hit record.
Yeah.
By the way, this is what frustrates me. I'm trying to watch the on the Watch ESPN app, and it tells me that my network is not included in my current television package. Our cable costs $7,000 a month. I have everything humanly possible, but I can't watch ESPN on my phone.
I don't want to bash a fellow network in the sports industry, but ESPN is the worst app.
The app is just bad.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that one's on.
In fact,
ESPN. I think that one's on ESPN.
In fact, I think I spend $8,000 a month on cable, and it's telling me I don't. It's ridiculous. Whatever.
Yeah, I think that's an ESPN issue, not a.
Okay, go ahead and hit record.
Not that that makes you feel any better.
It doesn't really. That's okay. Start the show.
Well, I figured I'd offer just in case. I have started the show. You're airing out your grievances.
Oh my god! Now that's embarrassing.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time you've been embarrassed on here.
I think it would.
Kind of got a. I don't think you've said embarrassing things throughout.
Okay, go ahead.
Not what?
I mean, I don't feel like I've embarrassed myself.
I more meant you've said embarrassing things.
Oh.
Maybe not. I don't know.
That's probably true.
I
don't know how you do this, by the way. This Eastern time zone...
Yeah, I know.
I've said impossible.
Central's the best one. I actually was in when I was in Arizona for work. I had to do the Mountain Time Zone for a couple days.
I could go there,
and it ends a little too early for me. For you love it, but for me, it was like 10:30. I was like, everything's done.
Sam,
might be the worst though.
Well, it's true. Spot, I mean,
that is true.
I think if I want to sleep in at all, I already miss a slate of games, no matter the sport.
Well, I think for that, too, like, if anything starts relatively early, you're going to miss the beginning because you're still going to be at work. Like, I'm never at risk of missing something because of work.
I can't catch most of the Wild and Timberwolves games, except for last night, of course.
Oh,
both of them are on the West Coast at the same time. Are they? And
yeah,
they're on at the exact same time, so I have to pick one or the other.
Those games started at midnight here.
Yeah, I know. Not quite midnight, but close, yeah.
I mean, I have a routine now that I'm down here. It starts with a hot tub every morning because I have so many ailments. I can't stay up. I mean, I might be sleeping by the end of the show.
When one plays on Eastern time zone and the other plays on Western time zone, it's a very... very nice. There's like such a perfect gap right in the middle, but it happens rare.
Well, it's
rare.
And the other thing is, what do they call that, inside baseball?
Yes. Well, I don't know what you're about to say, but that is a thing.
Okay. And then so like last night, although it wasn't as bad last night, but on nights like last night when you got the double West Coast whammy, I'll wake up to 15 score alerts on my phone, and then between 40 and 75 texts from YouTube. So then I immediately have to go to the score and say, oh, they both won, which was interesting, which I'm sure we're going to talk about the Timberwolves. I don't know how a team could pretty much win every single game and still be tied, and three teams a game behind them. They're sort of a little unlucky.
This is an unlucky, just game no respect, is a team who has been in first place for maybe 90% of the 90% of the season, and they still can't sneak into the top five in power any website's power rankings.
Yeah, that is weird. I mean, it is the Timberwolves, so you figure something's coming, but in the meantime, they should be respected.
Yeah.
And
certain people do, but Sam's general point is right.
It makes no sense to have to respect the Thunder more than the Timberwolves. The Thunder don't have any playoff pedigree on their team.
No, that's true.
No, but I think I think it's just virtue of SGA is a genuine MVP candidate, and I think that carries as much weight as anything, which isn't necessarily, I'm not saying is right or wrong or anything in between, but it's a star driven league, as you know, Dad always likes to talk about, and they get to say whatever they want, they do whatever they want, they can dictate the calls however they want, and they can dictate the narrative because of it, you know. So, I mean, it's like at the end of the day, the Lakers are in ninth, and people are still talking about them like they're a legitimate, you know, team that could do something. And I don't know. I do think It's funny though that the there are certain teams that the media isn't quite ready to let go. I think they've all pretty much written off Golden State, which I think is pretty funny.
Haven't they won like 12 in a row?
Five, but yeah, seven of their last 10, I think. But everyone, it's like they're in the 10 spot. Like, I don't know. I just feel like Dallas is in the 8 spot. Phoenix is in the 6 spot. The Lakers are in the 9 spot. And you hear a lot about like, well, if they can figure it out, blah, blah, blah. Whereas the Golden State, you know, discussion is, yeah, they're cooked. They're old. They got nothing left. Blah, 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 whatever. Like,
you know,
I don't know. I find it interesting. That's all.
I've got, you need to remind me of this because I'll forget because I'm exhausted, but you know how I fancy myself as being one of the more savvy media members in the country? I have a Super Bowl question for you two that I want to propose in relation to all this controversy about San Francisco's coach. I want to present the question in a different way to you two at some point, so will you remind me so I remember?
You want to propose what question?
Well, everybody's saying how he is an idiot because he took the ball first.
And oh, that, I got you. Okay, well, just remember, I misunderstood.
And I'll just set the scenario. And Kansas City was so smart because they knew that they were going to get the ball second and they were going to go for two if the other team scored a touchdown. So I want to come back to that at some point because I've got a question that I have not heard, and I've seen a decent amount of talk about it because, you know, the Super Bowl was last Sunday. I don't know if you guys know.
Yeah, I watched.
Worst halftime show ever, which we will discuss. Drew's out of control with his take.
What? Terrible. Okay. I don't think I'm out of control. I think it's a little.
Absolutely terrible. Although, on a side note, Usher will be performing two concerts in Minnesota thanks to the halftime show. So, coming up in the fall. Hello?
I was answering a text because I stopped listening to you about you're complaining about something that I think a lot of people
I'm trying not to engage yet because I want to wait to engage so Drew can get through the intro so I can engage.
Oh,
if that makes sense.
Yeah, go ahead and hit record and let's just start.
Yeah, I've been trying to. I'm typing and ignoring you. You're probably hearing the typing because I'm not even listening to you.
Oh my God, I already know what you typed. It's about Georgetown's defense. The second 25 entered the game, this thing.
That was like 3 minutes ago. I was typing something different.
Could you just conduct one show, please?
I do have a question.
Yeah. I would conduct the show. You're conducting the show, apparently.
I'm not. Sam's got a question.
You're just going on about I got this question and that.
I want you to know.
Once Drew opens the show and talks about the best popcorn shop in the country, I have a question about Drew's tweets.
It's out of control, by the way, the popcorn show. Go ahead.
You guys done talking about me?
Yeah.
I guess we should introduce the show and talk about the popcorn shop. So thanks, everyone, for tuning in. However you tuned in, you found us one way or another. You can always find us on all of your favorite streaming services, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, so many more. I don't actually know if there's that many more. You can always find us live as a proud member of the WFNU 94.1 FM Frogtown Community Radio.
You think
family.
They're proud of us?
No, probably not. But we're proud to be part of it.
Yeah, no, I know we're proud. I just don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't think they're proud of us.
Fair enough.
There's no way. Would you be? Are you proud of us?
No.
They're definitely not proud of that other show by the doctor. I listened to the first 5 minutes, and that was it makes us sound good, so I'm happy to.
I was going to see if they could possibly put our shows back to back, and have him go first because our show would sound way better.
Yeah, no, it was. I can't say I listened to it all, but it's not so much a knock on you, Dad. I don't want to cut you down.
I dare.
We did have a really good show together, me and you. But true. Yeah, I would say maybe I'd be okay with going back to back, but maybe they want to reconsider their sponsorship of that one.
Well, yeah, before you guys decide when we should be on the air, I'll let me tell the people I'm when fine.
Go ahead.
We are on the air, and that is 7 a.m. Central Time every Saturday morning, WFNU 94.1 FM, Frogtown Community Radio. We are also live 1 a.m.
Eastern, by the way, now that I'm on Eastern time.
That's correct. 1 a.m. Central Time, Sunday morning, bright and early. That's 2 a.m. Eastern. Sam, that is 11 p.m. on Saturday night.
You know what's funny about the 2 a.m. Eastern? I go to bed about 7 Eastern, so I'm up at 2 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Go ahead.
That's all you had to, that's all you had to say.
No, there are times I text, I go to dad at night, and I'm like, wait, he's probably asleep. And I realize, oh, no, he's probably awake from his slumber.
I regularly
his nap.
I regularly respond to you at 1, 2 a.m., Sam.
I know, because I know you're awake. You're put in your 4 hours of sleep already.
I know. And now Eastern time has just completely jacked me up. But
yeah, it's brutal.
By the way, anyway, there was a plane crash like 30 feet from where I am right now on last Friday on the highway. Did you guys see that?
I did, actually. I didn't. I knew it was in Naples. I didn't think it was that close.
No, I'm not. As God is my witness, I could. It would take me 3 minutes to drive there. To
you weren't there yet, though.
No, it happened the day we were coming.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
And there's video of it. It's the highway.
I've seen it.
The highway was shut down till Monday.
So how did you get to where? If it was that close,
it was
just
the other.
Get off the highway earlier or something.
We came a different. Yeah, we came the back route.
Well, whatever. We've talked enough about time zones and you being in the East and complaining about it. But no, I told you when we are live, you can also catch us streaming WFNU.org or on the WFNU app. Go search that up in your app store. It's got everything you could ever want out of the WFNU family. That's obviously us, sports. You have awesome music. You have local news. You have now a reality TV celebrity gossip lifestyle show. I don't know what genre the host would put it in, but go check that one out as well. And most importantly, I don't know if this next show I'm about to mention is, but we are definitely brought to you by Highland Popcorn. Go get popcorn. I don't know what else to say about it. I don't think they have a slogan, do they, Dad?
Yeah, they do have a slogan. Popcorn with personality.
Popcorn with personality. Highland Popcorn. Go check it out.
It's been on the news just about every night. It's specializes in people. What did your roommate say?
If they have mugs
or swag, yeah.
Do they have swag merch?
Actually, ironically, they don't. They're still in the fine. They've opened, but they're not quite. They're still fine tuning it. Not only do they have swag and merch, they have an entire display case of it on the wall.
They have an entire display case on the wall.
But it's not.
Be there in May.
It's not in yet, but
for the people.
Well, that's fine. We won't really be frequenting there until May, so they got some time to fill out the case.
What, Sam?
For the people, it's HighlandPopcorn.com. There's a competitor, HighlandPop.com, but
In Illinois.
It's actually funny that I saw that when I Googled it.
It's in Illinois. There's a beef between the two. Don't worry.
They got to get their.
One's Highland Pop. One's
we got to work Pop. On our SEO.
Yeah, their SEO. Yeah, exactly. I was gonna let you have that. That's more your realm, Sam. But
I do.
Could use some good PR. Get them up.
Yeah, and
nice project.
Whatever you guys are talking about, I'm sure it makes sense, but I have no clue. So.
Yeah, we know you don't. We're brought to you by Highland Popcorn. Go check it out for those in the Highland area. Drive over. I don't know when they open. Drive over there. You can listen to us at 7 a.m.
10 to 6.
Well, we can get you to 9 a.m. with two phenomenal shows. I can't promise how you're going to spend your 9 to 10 o'clock hour, but don't turn off 94.1 because I'm sure they got something good. But from 8 to 9 is the cornerstone, like what I did there, of the network, Connor's Corner.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. Dad, what do we got going on with Connor?
Well, I'm not entirely sure what you're going to be seeing or hearing after us. The last 2 weeks have been from the Popcorn Shop, so it was taped. It was live on Facebook, but taped. And I'm not sure if we're going to have a new fresh show for you this week, even though technically it was yesterday. So
you wouldn't want a stale show considering it's sponsored by popcorn.
Right. The popcorn is super fresh, all the flavors. So I don't know. Stay tuned. You never know what you're going to. It might still be the repeat show from Popcorn Shop, which was we did a lot of interviews and things like that. So
our Super Bowl bets.
Yes. I was in fuego.
So do you guys want the good news or the bad news to start?
Are you telling me if you tell me I didn't win and I know you're a fraud?
Do you want the good news or the bad news first?
Sam, you pick.
I'm going to say the bad news is we all lost money, but the good news is Dad didn't win.
Close. The bad news is we all lost money.
What?
The good news is, Dad, you and I were
50%. There's 50%. Zero chance we tied.
Let me finish. We were even in terms of bets won, but because of the bets that you won, you did win the contest.
Oh, my God, I knew it.
If we would have bet $100 on every bet that we discussed, Sam would have lost $338.
Oh, my God,
Sam. That's funny because I actually won $338 in real life. So
yeah, I believe what? That. I mean, you family wouldn't have bet on half family. The stuff we bet. I mean, you would not have bet $100 on Isaiah Pacheco to win the NFL.
Oh, well, by the way,
and I put $250 on the Chiefs. So
yeah, the Gatorade you would not, and you would not have bet $100 on the Gatorade color, which none of us want. But
by the way, the whole thing was a fraud because every time I saw them drinking, it was a different color. So I don't. They can't. I guess it's the one that they threw over the coach's head.
Yeah, it's not what color Gator do they drink. What do you mean?
I didn't know that they dump on the one coach. To throw over.
They probably just have different colors for different people or different types of drinks for different people.
Right. I think Andy Reid had purple because it would otherwise the orange would have clashed with his face.
Well, honestly, it's probably best. It's good for, no one gets the insider information if there's multiple. Sam would have lost $338. I would have lost $89. Dad, you would have lost $39. So you just edged me out. I'm going to run through it. We can see what we got right or wrong.
Yeah, I started out hot, I know.
Well, we all had the Chiefs. So that was a win for all of us. We all had the over. That was a loss for all of us because I read the line at 47.5. When it did close, I think at either 46.5 or 47, which would have been a push or a win. But betting integrity, it was 47.5. Coin toss, Dad. You got it with heads. Sam and I lost with the tails.
I was very confident of heads.
Yep. Well, I actually had this thought, by the way. I want to hear what you guys think. The overtime toss was tails. Every other prop bet, like receptions, yards, etc., overtime counts. Should the overtime coin flip count? Should they have had to pay out both?
It should be a double or nothing.
No.
You're allowed to press it if you want. Yeah.
It should have been will there be an overtime coin toss?
Could bet on if there was overtime.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could have done that. You don't have to bet on the coin toss, but just if there's going to be overtime. Gatorade color, we were all wrong. But what I will say, I got inside information. The 49ers would have been blue had they have won. So if the 49ers would have won, I would have actually won that one. But they didn't, so none of it matters. MVP, Dad and I had it with Mahomes. Sam Pacheco, I think he was kind of screwed once he fumbled, unfortunately.
Twice.
Well, the first time is kind of when I thought it was over. The anthem, Reba went about 5-6 seconds over.
What a comeback that was.
Thanks to a controversial second Brave.
Well, Reba, kind of the elephant in the room. Is she like human? I felt like she was a mascot of Reba. I felt like that was a Reba mascot. She didn't even look real.
It did sort of feel like there wasn't a lot of personality in it, I guess is the nice way to put it.
Her face can't move. No offense to anyone that's ever had face work done.
That's
I don't think anyone listening to us has ever had. Well, maybe some of the Philly people have, but I don't.
Why
think
was she going so fast? Is she in her old age? Is she not that condition?
I don't know what was going on there. I maybe she realized what she was wearing and decided I got to get out of here. The song before America the Beautiful. What was that?
Yeah, I'm not. I really don't know. I have no idea.
No offense to the Grammy Award winner who no one's ever heard of that sang it. Why do we need that? Okay.
I didn't know what it was. I'll be honest. She's a very good singer.
I apologize.
Not a clue
I'm
who
assuming
she was.
I'm sure I just offended someone. I just literally don't understand what that song was.
We should do the Canadian national anthem just because it's good.
Right? And Post Malone, I mean, what am I missing?
What do you mean?
When does he become a folk singer?
I tried telling you that. You didn't really, I don't think you clearly didn't believe me.
Jesus.
He's more normal than he looks.
He's like a completely normal human.
Does he regret the tattoos?
Yeah, I think he probably.
Because he could be Bob Dylan if he didn't look like a complete.
He's a really good singer. Yeah.
He could be like he's a carnival act right now because of his face.
All right. Well, he lost a ton of weight. Like, so clearly he probably regrets
that.
The
I don't
tattoos.
Know.
Yeah, he used to be huge. He lost a ton of weight. He just like
Oh my God, there's another thing. Yeah.
He kind of. Before his weight loss, he kind of looked, it's like Jelly Roll, like reincarnated.
I literally was going to say him and Jelly Roll need to open up a tattoo removal shop. Because I think they probably both. Now, to be fair, Jelly Rolls were a bit performance induced, I guess, or a performance, he had some performance enhancers that probably pushed him to the.
For all the people who are wondering how, Dad, you know who Jelly Roll is, it's because he went to a WWE event.
Yeah, he's a wrestling fan. And thank you for reminding me of his name, because we can only have, really, there should only be one fat white guy with tattoos all over his face. So
that's why Post Malone lost the weight.
Yeah, no, I'm glad. Or yes, because otherwise they would have had, that one had gone. They would have had to join a group, I guess.
Yeah. I think Post Malone saw himself becoming Jelly Roll and decided to go the other direction. Awesome.
Yeah.
He's like a really good singer.
Is he? He can't be Jelly Roll anymore. He has to be what?
He doesn't strike me as capable of losing the weight, so I'm not too worried about it.
That's fair. That's fair.
I know, I'm not. He's one of those guys. He's so big. I just think that's him.
All right. Keep with the betting. Let's go.
There was no octopus.
Reduce fat, Jelly Roll.
Reduce fat. Low sugar.
Oh, that could be.
There was no octopus. That was a loss for Dad and I. Sam won a whopping $7 on that one. We all had the first song wrong, but I have to say pleasantly surprised and very happy with the opening song, because it is one of my favorite songs.
Song wasn't even on the books. Couldn't even tell you what that song was.
I don't understand.
Great song.
So, by the way, every song he sang was for 4 seconds and you couldn't even recognize it. He was awful. Continue. And then he made out with some guy's wife on top of it. So, although we did have Alicia Keys, we did discuss her being part. We sort of nailed the celebrities except for her.
And the Alicia's husband who was there apparently, but everyone thought he was CeeLo Green.
No, wasn't her husband.
No, that's Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah, that's Jermaine Dupri.
Oh, I thought it was the skizzy guy was there.
No, Beats is her husband. Oh, and that was Jermaine Dupri.
But
Jermaine Dupri.
Alicia Keys should have kicked Usher off the stage and just done the halftime show herself.
She had a shaky opening, though, to be fair, as well.
Oh, the NFL had to edit her and Usher because of their shaky. But her piano, what was I looking at there, that piano?
It was a weird piano. Well, I also learned today maybe it was yesterday, she's not actually playing the piano. Her is not actually playing the guitar. They don't allow live instrument playing anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They can't.
Everyone on Twitter was going off about her guitar performance. It wasn't real.
I think her/she played it, but it's recorded.
if that. Oh, it's actually just her, by the way. Her.
Well, I didn't know if I wanted to say. Yeah, I know, but I didn't know if I wanted to say she recorded it or her recorded. I didn't know if I wanted to call her by her name or her pronoun.
And ironically,
you can't assume her pronouns.
I know, that's why I went back to her. Although I think when her name is her, you can probably assume it.
Her name is actually her. However, her sang, what was it, 15 years ago as a little kid at the 49ers game at the Super Bowl or something? That wasn't her first Super Bowl performance.
Correct, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Now, I would say 99.9999999% of the people had no idea that that was her.
I mean, it's probably a lot. I don't know if it's quite that many, but yeah. Well, let me put it this way. She's very recognizable. If you know who her is, you knew it was her. If you don't know who her is, you would have no idea. If that makes sense.
I didn't even
like Jermaine Dupri, when people were like, no, that's Jermaine Dupri, not CeeLo Green. Like, you're not going to make that mistake about her. Like, well, no one is going to look at her and be like, oh, that's, you know, I don't know, pick your favorite person it could have been, I guess. You know what I mean? I actually thought that I enjoyed the halftime show. Was it perfect? No. Was it one of the all-time best? No. But I thought it was good. I was entertained. Lil Jon and Ludacris, always electric.
Well, yeah, that's my problem with the halftime show. The best part, the actual main performer was like the fourth best one.
Yeah, I feel like that's been happening a lot lately.
What?
The main guy gets upstaged by all the people they bring out.
Well, I mean, that's true. I guess I don't understand the fact that he had to change every song so you couldn't understand it, and why the songs were like 3 seconds long. And now the only good part is the roller skates were from Minnesota, I guess. So a Minnesota company made those.
Oh, those, I was like, what do you mean your roller skates were?
Yeah, a Minnesota company made the roller skates. Of course.
Why would that be of course?
I don't know. Just thought I'd add that.
Number of songs. I had the over 8.5. You guys both had the under. I saw it both at 11 and I saw 14, both of which obviously were over. Well,
okay.
But I got the two different numbers because there was, I think, a threshold for playing the song. And I think one counted them and one did not. But 11, I think, was the lowest number I found.
And that's my point. That's a farce. He sang like 7 of the songs. He sang one line. So that shouldn't even freaking count. Sam and I are pissed about that. My favorite song, Oh My God, it was he said the word and then he moved on to the next song. That doesn't count. I'm filing a like the Knicks did. I'm filing a protest on that with like the Knicks just did. Go ahead.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't bother me. I don't need Usher to get up there and sing a full, like, every song he sings, like, and every, like, I don't know. I kind of like when he switches between the two. It's like, it's a halftime show for just entertainment. Get up there, do some fun dancing, sing a little bit of the songs, and move on. I don't know. It doesn't bother me. Like, there are certain people I would like to get up there and do the whole rendition. Obviously, Prince, we keep bringing him up. He's one of them. Like,
right.
Really good musicians. I want to hear the whole song. Usher, like back when it was Katy Perry.
Okay, that's a thank
when you. When it was Rihanna. Rihanna's the same way. I don't need to hear more than a minute to 2 minutes of your song. Move on to the other one because I like a lot of your songs, but I don't need to hear the whole thing because they just kind of become the same thing over and over again.
I can think of 10 people better than Usher at that.
Of course. You can think of 10 people better than the person every year.
No, I mean, like, 10 performances better than Usher's at the Super Bowl.
Well, there's been a lot of them. But yeah, I don't think he was great. I thought it was good, though.
No, he was awful.
Okay. I disagree. Awful. That's fine.
Awful.
I don't mind the short song thing. I have to be honest with you. In fact, in many cases, and this one as well, I prefer it. Because I like a lot of his songs, but I don't really need to hear Usher sing.
But here's the problem.
Every word of Oh My God.
When they're go ahead, Sam, because I think we're going to say the same thing.
I was going to say, if you like this song that much, you should want to hear more of it. So you obviously don't like the songs that much.
I like this song.
And
You like the choruses, you want them to sing those, and you want them to stop, which means you don't. The song's not that good.
Well, yeah,
and
Usher's not one of my favorite singers of all time either. Like, I would never be like, I know he's gonna put on a cool and fun performance because that's the other thing. If he's actually dancing, he's not gonna be able to physically be able to sing the whole song.
Okay, he's a phenomenal dancer.
They don't sing anyway.
I'd rather watch him dance than I would rather watch him sing a whole 4-minute song.
Okay,
you aren't going to get both in the finite period of time that is a halftime show.
As my fellow critic, music critic, is saying, by the fact that he does them all so short, it just turns into one big song that sounds the same the entire concert or whatever it is. It was no different. It was just the same thing.
Yeah.
Now he's a great dancer.
I agree.
Yes.
It was too much for sure. I don't think he needed 14 songs. I would have 10, 9 or 10 would have been good, I think. But like 5 would have been too few. I didn't need 5 full length songs.
No,
I think
true.
More songs allowed him to mix in his dancing, which I think he's a very good dancer. Also, one of the songs was just Lil Jon yelling for like 20 seconds, so that one doesn't really count.
That might have been the best part.
Lil Jon and Ludacris, just electricity, always.
Ludacris, did he stick his finger in a socket? What the heck happened to him?
He goes back and forth with the afro. He's always when he was in Fast and Furious, he shaved his head for a few years, but normally he's either got the braids or the afro. He goes back and forth. That's totally him. Like, if you Google Ludacris, almost every picture is going to be he's going to have the braids, the big afro, or the shaved head that he had with Fast and Furious. But he has the afro quite often.
I have not seen Afro Ludacris, but okay.
it hasn't been back for a while. It was exciting. Goodell was on TV less than 1.5 times. Dad, that was, I think, where you separated yourself, to be honest. You had under, Sam and I had over. There was no doink. First jersey.
Sure there was going to be a doink. Like three different. How about the?
Well, they hit on the kickoff. I don't think that counted, though.
I thought about that. That should have counted. But the long field goal just barely went over. So.
Yeah. That was the 55 Jake Moody. That was the opportunity.
Was 54 the longest in Super Bowl history? It's not that long.
I did like to be the guy that had Super Bowl record for an hour and a half.
Was it even that long?
I think it was probably like an hour and a half, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I and by the way, the Taylor Swift, I said 10. It had to be 15.
Yeah, I didn't get a final count, but it was definitely over.
I was keeping tally because I was running my own form for all the people we hosted, so I had to keep tally. And I quit tallying at like 12, and it was almost the end of the third quarter. So with overtime included, it was probably over 15.
And I think Goodell was shown talking to her, by the way.
The one time, yeah. Because he was definitely shown once. But
it was talking to her, I think.
Yeah, jersey number, touchdown.
Let me back up. Not her, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, we got to run through these quickly. We're already like 30 minutes into the show. First touchdown was over 22.5. Salmon did not have that. Dad and I did. There was a touchdown drive shorter than the anthem, 3 seconds post the punt fumble. All three of us had that. We talked Taylor. There was not a drive over 77.5 yards. Sam, that was one that only you had. That was an opportunity you had. And then shortest touchdown was over 1.5 yards. It was a 3-yard touchdown. Dad, you took an L on that one.
I misunderstood that question.
Okay, that's fine. No. You still got it wrong. Any other random prop bets you want me to just look up the result of? I have like the whole thing right here.
Not particularly. I have a question for Sam.
I don't have the Michael Jordan thing specifically, by the way. But a few related to that. Who will score more points?
I was just wondering.
San Francisco 49ers or Jimmy Butler. That was the 49ers.
Well, Butler, why they pick
Jimmy
play.
Butler, I have no idea.
I think Butler doesn't play anymore, right?
Yeah, I don't know. For some reason.
I wanted to know if Sam had the over under or Sam had the yes or no of the Maui football team doing the coin toss.
I can't comment on that.
Okay.
Yeah. So you had a question.
Okay. So everybody's saying how 49er guy didn't explain the overtime rules to his team, which, to be honest with you, I don't think matters, but that's fine. Whatever. They didn't know the rules. He also decided to take the ball first. And everyone's saying, well, analytics says that if you and Kansas City allegedly had practiced for 2 weeks that if this went to overtime, they were going to kick first, take the ball second, so they'd have four downs to go all the way down the field. And if the game, if the 49ers had scored a touchdown, they were going to go for two. Okay? And so everybody's just bashing San Francisco because, you know, this is, they didn't know, they weren't prepared, blah, blah, blah. Now, the multiple fumbles and issues, I think, and missed extra point probably played a big role in it too, but apparently not. It all came down to the last decision. Here's my question for you two. First of all, do you two agree that San Francisco was stupid?
No.
Yeah.
I totally get where he was coming from.
He's an idiot. You don't give Patrick Mahomes the ball.
Shanahan.
Okay.
You have to give Patrick Mahomes the ball. Are we not talking about overtime?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to go, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, you go for a touchdown.
Oh, that was the question. I thought you were asking about if
my question is, were the 49ers stupid for taking the ball first?
Yeah, if that's the question, I think the answer is no. I understand what he was doing.
Okay, so everybody's.
I would not have.
I don't blame you for doing either side of it, I guess is my point. I don't think there's a material. I don't think there's a genuine advantage with the new postseason overtime rules. I think you do whatever you feel works well for your team in that moment. And I'm going to give you two reasons why I think what he did made sense. The first is his defense was just out there for a whole drive. Why are you going to send them right back out there against Mahomes? That's one.
Okay.
And two, I get the idea. I totally understand the idea of both teams are going to get a chance. So there's no like, we're going to give the ball to Mahomes. But like, if you can just hold serve for trading possessions, then you know one score, we win the game. And I think having that opportunity is worth as much as anything. But I don't think his team not knowing the rules is a different discussion. But I don't think that even matters. I don't know if it does either. And they're trying to go down and score either way. I don't think taking the ball versus not taking it makes that much of a difference.
I think it makes a difference because you get four plays instead of three.
That's why I would
take it second, because you get a full additional play and you know exactly what you need.
All right, so here's my question. Yes,
but I guess the counterpoint to that is if you as a team can just match what they did, then you get the whole destiny in your hands.
Right, okay, so here's my question.
My theory doesn't have it. But.
Okay, 99% of the world agrees with Sam. I don't know. I'm just telling you they do. Everything I've seen, every expert I've seen on TV says that Andy Reid had him prepared. Andy Reid had a plan. Andy Reid did this. The 49ers didn't do this. So let's say the 49ers go down and score a touchdown. Now, for 2 weeks they practice this, Andy Reid goes down and scores a touchdown. He goes for two and he misses. You're going to tell me that's a good decision?
Also, do you think he really would have gone for two? I don't buy that. I know what he said, but
okay. So
and Sam, I get your point about the fourth down thing, but like they didn't need it until the 9 yard line. At which point, to your point, I would have maybe gone for it.
They had a fourth and one conversion.
They did have a fourth and one.
And Mahomes ran for 20 yards. So
No. I'm talking about San Francisco. San Francisco not having the mindset of we have four plays versus three didn't matter.
They would have. They didn't have that whole.
But that's where I do agree. I think they should have gone for it.
Really?
Because at that point it's fourth and four at the nine.
But wait a second. You can't go for it and get nothing, and then just the other team, all they have to do is kick a field goal. That makes no sense either. It's the freaking Super Bowl.
I think
49ers had to kick a field goal.
If you are not going to criticize Andy Reid for saying he would have gone for two, then you have to criticize Shanahan for not going for it on fourth down.
Because
it's the same idea. It's the same idea.
Well, it is the same idea, but the team that has the ball first, no. The team that has the ball
first
put the pressure on the – I mean, if Mahomes fumbles or throws an interception, the game's over.
Sure, but it's Patrick.
You got to put the pressure.
It's Patrick Mahomes. Like, that. There is no put the pressure on it, whatever.
Well, it's Patrick Mahomes. They were in overtime against San Francisco, so it wasn't like he was completely running roughshod, but yeah.
I gotta find this stat. Hold on.
So the Andy Reid thing is my if he's not lying and he would have missed, then that was the single dumbest thing in the history of the as a Super Bowl. And now San Francisco's thought plan was, well, if they do tie it, well, then they get the ball with a chance just to kick a field goal. So I see both sides of it.
I totally do too.
There's zero chance that Kansas City's the smart move would have been to go for two, but whatever. But no one's saying that. None of the experts are saying that. They're all just bashing San Francisco.
Because it didn't happen, so.
Right. No, I get it. They're bashing San Francisco. San Francisco doesn't miss the extra point, the game's over.
Right. Here's the stat. Since 2001, so 22 years, there have been 125 drives in the NFL postseason where it was at least the fourth quarter, so meaning fourth quarter or overtime, and there is under a minute left to play, and the team on offense trailed by a touchdown or less. So your standard, normal clutch moments. Right, you got to win or you go home.
I'll be right back. I have to go to the bathroom.
This is important to what I was just arguing, but that's fine. Out of those 125 drives, only 40% of them saw the offense score the points they needed. So what is that? What's 40% of 125? 50. So there's 50 drives out of all of those where they got whatever they needed. Brady was 5-for-11 in those opportunities. Breeze was 3-for-6 in those opportunities, for two examples. Mahomes is 7-for-7, meaning every single time he has gotten the ball in that moment, a minute or less, he has gone and scored whatever he needs, if not more. And that's why I think the whole, like, well, you can't, you know, put the pressure on him, whatever. I don't think that matters. I think it makes sense to go first. If they just actually score
if that's the case, then you don't go for the field goal. You go for the touchdown.
And I actually would not have blamed Shanahan for doing that at all, for that exact reason. Because here's the other thing. If you don't get it, I understand then, like, yes, the field's shorter because they don't have to kick a field goal. But, like, you're still pinning Kansas City within their, you know, 10-ish yard line, and that's a lot harder to operate than at your 25. So
I would have gone for it, but I mean, I can't blame the guy for taking the points.
No, not at all. Me neither. I don't think any of it is, like, indefensible. I get both sides of wanting the ball versus not, you know, wanting to go second. I get kicking versus the going for it. Like, I think they're all razor thin decisions that, to Dad's point, if a guy makes an extra point, or
the ball doesn't go up the guy's foot. Yeah.
Right, exactly. And then it was, I don't remember the exact scenario, but was it, San Francisco really only got all the way down there because of a holding penalty on 3rd and 13, which was a penalty.
Is it a show over?
No, but it was only got down there because of that holding penalty. So, like, we're judging decisions that are on the margin, that are defensible in both sides. And it's probably other plays throughout the game that mattered more than
touchdown or whatever. How about the greatest running back in the history of the world fumbled?
Yeah.
Pacheco? Yeah.
The second greatest. I forgot about Pacheco.
I genuinely did not remember
fumbled
the last
in
time
his life.
Fumbled. Yeah.
He
third
fumbled.
Third fumble ever, I think.
Is that what
how
they
about
said?
The?
I think it was fumble in his career, I think. The third fumble of some fashion.
It's almost never happened. How about the missed extra point?
I said that just before you joined. Yeah, it came on. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, a lot of stuff happened early.
Christian McCaffrey has fumbled 12 times in his career.
It said something about three.
Maybe three since he joined San Francisco.
Yeah, they were all on Carolina because.
Yeah, he's had. Oops, I lost it. He's had three since he's been on San Francisco.
Yep,
that was it then.
In 27 games, three fumbles. I mean, in fairness, in 16, 32, 48, 58, in like 65 games with Carolina, he only had whatever the difference is, nine. Like, it's not like he ever fumbled a lot. It's insane.
Was there any doubt in your minds that Travis Kelce was going to score the winning touchdown in overtime? I mean, I think that's the most shocking thing of the game.
I think part of it was everybody knew that, and that's why Hardman is so wide open.
Yeah, they ran the exact same play as last year, and it worked because everyone thought Kelce was going to get it, all the guys went to him.
No one covered a guy that's dropped half of the passes ever thrown to him and was on the Jets.
So we only got – oh, no, I totally read the time wrong. We got 10 more minutes. We're fine.
Oh, by the way, no
I read team, the call time is the recording time. We're good.
No team – is it no team has ever lost to Kirk Cousins and won the Super Bowl?
End of the show.
No team has ever lost to Kirk Cousins and then gone on and won the Super Bowl. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. No team has ever won the Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins, so he's just bad news, period. Go ahead.
Yeah. Sam, can you give us a general topic of your rant? Because I have something else I want to start with, but it might be related.
Oh, no. We can wait. It's not football related.
Oh, okay.
What is it?
It might be. I have a feeling it's NCAA basketball related.
You might be on
the stomach. Is Tony Romo the worst commentator to ever call?
Yes, yes. That I totally forgot.
What happened to him?
That was going to be another rant.
I don't think he prepares anymore.
Prepares? He talks way too much.
The beginning of
the worst thing ever.
Oh wait, no. Actually, it wasn't. The worst thing ever was the very beginning when he blew smoke up Nance's ass, and then Jim Nance says, "Thanks, pal." That was the worst thing ever. The very beginning was just
also
disgusting.
He says things that are so obvious and just dumb that he doesn't.
Jim, the football's brown. Yeah,
pretty much. It's like him and Magic Johnson's tweets are they're both neck and neck, just P2Ps in a pod.
He's obviously almost everybody at some point watches the Super Bowl with a group that most, if not, you know, probably half, like, don't know a lot about football. There was not a single person at the party we were watching the game at that thought he was doing well. And almost everybody universally was like, what is he talking about? Like, at one point, like, it was how he said things, too. Like, at one moment he made a comment. He was like, well, Jim, you know, three's a lot different than four here. And, like, I get what his point was. Because of the missed extra point, only needing three is a lot different than needing four in that scenario. But, like, saying three is very different than four is such a dumb way to frame that. And then at one point, he said something about if you can get within 7 yards, he would, like, go for it or something. And I think it got to six, and he was like, I just don't know if I would do it. And I'm like, you just said 2 seconds ago you would in this exact situation. He was getting players wrong. I mean, it was brutal.
I think
he's so bad. I almost turned on the Nickelodeon Bowl.
We tried, but ironically, to bring this whole cable thing full circle, the apartment we were watching that didn't have cable, so they couldn't get the Nickelodeon broadcast.
Wasn't Dora the Explorer the official referee or something?
The officiating, like, not consultant. Like, what's Gene Steratore do now?
Oh yeah, the referee official. I don't get the
rules
whole
Nickelodeon analyst
thing.
Yes, yeah, the rules analyst. Thank you.
That's what
also,
I thought.
Danny Cheech is on the sideline.
They bring in Jay Feely, and Jay Feely's like, yeah, that kick was low. Like, you don't need to bring in Jay Feely to tell someone that the kick was low.
Jay Feely gets – he talks twice a game, and he gets paid. He's talked two more times than I talked on the Super Bowl podcast.
I don't understand what he has to really break down from a kicking perspective. Like,
he doesn't.
He said the
I know.
Was
I don't understand
low,
why they have.
That's why I got blocked. Like, yeah, no, like, no crap.
Well, then,
burn, I guess.
Just watch the replay. You can see if the snap is good, if the hold is good, and if the kick is good or not. Like, you don't need someone
I
to tell
another
you.
Another announcing question. The ESPN guys, I think it was Fowler, Lewis Riddick, and Dan Olowski, did the broadcast for Australia. Why didn't Australia just send their own people with accents to do it? If I'm in Australia, I'm like, why wouldn't I just watch the normal CBS one?
Well, it might be a lot of those overseas sports channels have broadcasting partnerships, so they just
send your own announcers.
Well, they don't ever. That's my point.
Well,
like,
send
a lot,
Crocodile
that's how,
Dundee and you guys.
Okay. Well, that's he's dead, so that's
he is
in poor taste.
No, wait, he died.
The Crocodile Hunter, Steve Irwin.
No, Crocodile Dundee is.
Oh, I thought you said Crocodile Hunter.
No, well, I don't even know who that is.
Steve Irwin. You're talking about Paul. Oh. It's like Paul something, right?
Paul. Yeah, Paul Rodriguez. Something. No,
I don't think
he's not Australian.
Anyways,
okay.
I thought you said Crocodile Hunter. He is dead.
No, Paul Hogan.
Paul Hogan. Yeah. That's him. Okay. Yeah. Glad we're on the same page on Romo. It was brutal. And everyone on Twitter was like, it's brutal.
Well, Troy Aikman owes him a huge thank you because now he just got better.
Yeah. I think, and it's just like the fact that he did the Super Bowl on top of it. And the thing is, Nance is so good too. Like, to just have Romo's idiotic.
Go back and watch the beginning. It was so bad.
Nance, I think Nance is tired of him too, which is probably sucks for Jim Nance, but it's okay. It'll be on Amazon in 6 years anyway, so.
Oh my God, I guess it's the one game you don't turn the channel anyways because of the commercials, which if just from a personal perspective, if Tom Brady was in one more, it was getting very uncomfortable here. I mean,
I
you think
some
Tom,
good commercials.
I thought Tom Brady was going to win a couple Academy Awards. Next week we should do the show from the waterfall.
Probably be a little loud in the background, but yeah, we could.
It's very peaceful.
All right, we got about two, three, perhaps
42
four
degrees
minutes
out
left.
There. Okay.
Sam
rant.
Yeah, Sam, go ahead.
I can save it for the podcast version. It might get a little explicit too if we have other things to talk about.
Well, I don't really have much else to talk about, and I don't have a lot of time to extend the podcast version significantly.
Well, let's just cut this one off right now. And tell everyone.
We need like two more minutes. We're a little too early.
Let me clear my throat then.
Okay, well, how about
the
Rock?
Give the PG version, and that way if any radio listeners want to hear the rest of it, I'll interrupt you when we're at time.
Okay. Yeah, let me feel free to interrupt me whenever. I couldn't even go to Twitter to release my frustration because it didn't even – I just needed to save my rant for this, which is kind of a throwback rant. Back in the day, I used to have a nice little rant to show. But so I was on site at the Santa Clara USF and USF in SF at USF basketball game last
Saturday
night.
Wait. Can you? I have no idea what you're talking about.
The big West Coast rivalry between the Dons and the Broncos.
Oh, okay. Well, you said USF, NSF, DSF. Okay, gotcha.
Dons versus Broncos in Dons.
Oh, that. That was at Golden State Stadium, right?
No, this one was at their like campus arena. They only play don't play all of my Golden States.
Okay.
But and if you're a longtime listener,
first time caller.
We used to do a caller, so maybe they were a first time caller back in the day when this happened. I ridiculed Herb Sendek for not being able to break a press. And you two might remember that.
Yep.
And fast forward 6 years later.
In his defense, he's pretty old.
Is still the coach of Santa Clara basketball, and he still hasn't figured out how to break a press, i.e. two instances he called a timeout in the final 30 seconds of the game, and post-timeout, we couldn't get the ball past half court. But that's another thing. Santa Clara blew a 20-point lead. Thousands of alumni showed up. Basically a home game for us, even though it was in the Donsville Arena. They don't actually call it that, but maybe they should. There's an encore brawl. He couldn't control his team. We were without four starters because of injuries and this is being booted for the brawl. gang signs may have been thrown. I can't confirm.
What?
And yeah, he blew a 20-point lead all on coaching. We were up two with even 15 seconds left with the ball, so it should be immediately foul. Somehow we can't break the press. They steal it. They go to the line for free throws, and we're down. And then this is not exactly on coaching, but we're up one. Last free throw gets missed, and somehow we can't get the rebound. They get the rebound. Gets shot three more times. The refs call a foul like they did in the last eight possessions on us because, you know, the fix was in. And we lost. But basically, Herb Senek blew a 20-point lead because he can't break a press, which I've been saying for 8 years.
Can
and
I ask?
Time to go. Which I feel bad saying, but I know she doesn't listen because the athletic director may have given me and the person I live with some tickets. So I don't really want to bring it up to her, but this is my spaced event. And I know she doesn't listen, but
I mean, when you say the fix is in, explain to me why someone would want the University of San Francisco to win. Like, what's that?
They're 9.5-point favorites.
Before you get yourself in trouble with either, I don't know, a number of the folks you just mentioned, why don't we let Dad send us to the after
hours? Yeah, because I have something to add.
Really,
to this.
You can really express your feelings.
Sam, what you just, we'll get right back to what you said or was saying. I don't think this is going to make you feel better, but the Gophers blowing like a 15-point lead with 2 minutes left to Iowa, pretty pathetic. So
yeah, but that coach has actually proven he can kind of coach now. So it was the first one of his first games.
I would keep it at
People don't claim Ben Johnson is one of the best coaches of college in the history of college basketball because he coached one NBA player, and couldn't take Santa Clara to the conference tournament with back-to-back first-round picks.
Well, that part's true.
Who one turned out to be second in Rookie of the Year voting, and the other would be up there if he wasn't on a team with Steph Curry who hogged the ball all the time.
That guy plays a lot now.
Yeah,
I thought he was just a weird guy with a weird afro last year, but I guess he's legit.
I know. I think those things are still true.
And we have another guy who's our best player who's actually hurt against the Dons, so we didn't have him. He's projected to go the first round now. So we'll have three straight years of first-round picks and zero, not even close to March Madness tourneys, but we'll have first-round exits
I think it's pretty obvious.
But he's a better coach than Izzo. Self name all those guys apparently according to all the guys on that talk basketball.
You know,
people do weirdly love him. Like, I know you're partly joking, but like, it is strange how much like hype he gets as a coach.
Makes no sense.
NC State, he coached at Arizona State. You know, the next coach of
guys have coached at a lot of different places. It doesn't.
Just because
he's
sucks.
60 and has been coaching for a long time doesn't mean he's like what's horrible. He ever want? I'm not trying to be funny. Like,
can you imagine calling two timeouts to break a press and you don't get the ball across half court either time?
He's been to one Sweet 16 in his career, almost 30 year career. No, in a 30 year career, he's been to one Sweet 16. Why? Like, just because he's around. Also, I do not mean to. This is the last thing I'll say. I really don't mean to this as an offense to Santa Clara because you're absolutely better than Georgetown right now. His jobs have just progressively gotten worse. Like, he has yet to move up in a job. He started at NC State, then went to Arizona State. Now he's at Santa Clara. Like,
normally, after
30 years, they do it the opposite way.
By the way, Georgetown has cut the lead down to 17, so I don't know why you're bad-mouthing them. But the next coach of Santa Clara is obviously Steve Nash, correct?
But I'm afraid it's going to be a Lindsey Whalen situation.
Yeah, they already tried the whole Steve Nash coaching thing.
It will not be that bad.
We did beat Gonzaga on Steve Nash tonight with him in the building in my
court
side.
That's true.
So. You never
can
know.
I give you guys a weird stat? Because at least your brother's team doesn't choke. Syracuse. No, this is the weirdest.
Well, in our defense, we don't choke. We just never win. I mean,
you're just not good. Good point. No, yeah. I want to read this.
We're going to be good one day again.
So North Carolina is seventh in the country and first in the ACC. They lost to Syracuse, who's 10th in the ACC. So one is one, one is 10th. There's only a four game difference between Syracuse's record and North Carolina's record, and one is in first place and one is in 10th. I think that's a bizarre stat, don't you?
The ACC this year is, I think, a joke. I know they'll always have North Carolina and Duke. They'll always end up in the top 10 at the end of the year. And Virginia will.
Does that help my case, what I'm saying?
No, I agree with you. Like, I don't think any of these teams are any good. Like, in the Big 12 or the Big East, like, unless it's Georgetown or DePaul or, I guess, in the Big
12. The Big East is full of frauds, by the way. I think UConn's the best team in the nation. They won't win it because you can't win. They're not going to win again.
Yeah,
but Marquette, fraud. Biggest fraud. No, I don't know who's more of a fraud, Marquette or Creighton.
Yeah, well, Creighton for sure, because Marquette's at least won more games than Creighton. But my thing about the Big East, it's like, the top teams you think are frauds because the middle, and really the whole conference besides Georgetown and DePaul, is good to very good in some way, shape, or form. The same is true with the Big 12. Like, Oklahoma is a top 25 team. They're 6-5 in the conference. Like, any loss in the Big 12 or Big East is, like, not really a bad loss. Again, unless it's, like, the bottom of the conferences. You lose to anybody in the ACC, and it's like, holy cow, you suck. Like, you just lost to Syracuse, who's 7-7 this year. You lose to Miami, they're below 500. Like, the ACC, after those top two or three teams, who I don't even think are that good, are just bad across the board. Wake Forest is fourth in the conference. They're 8-5. Like, it's just it's terrible.
It's just a weird thing that four games separates the first from 10th place team. It's
in the Big East, 3-9, it's a two-game difference, I think, or a three-game difference. UConn's way ahead, and then Marquette's, like, UConn's only lost one conference game. But the Big East is strange this year. To Sam's
Steve
point,
Nash would be better
top
than
teams Lindsay are always win. Liable to lose, but it's mostly because the other teams are all good for pretty much.
Yeah. What about The Rock?
What about him?
He's a bad guy.
Yeah, I think they're going to do something good with it. I'm going to let him.
And by the way,
let them play this out.
By the way, the Twin Cities once again gets screwed and loses WrestleMania. Next year's WrestleMania is in Vegas.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Makes sense. What do we have to do? By the way, the WrestleMania tickets will probably be $30,000 a piece.
Well, that's why. They saw what the NFL did. They literally saw the Super Bowl and everything.
Did you see that interview with?
We got to do that.
Okay, and I don't want to judge a book by its cover, and I'm sure I'm going to upset some of our millions and millions of listeners, but did you see that Twitter thing where they asked people what they paid for their tickets?
I did not, but I'm glad I didn't.
Okay, first of all, God bless these people, but I don't know. How much did you pay for your ticket? $13,000. How much did you pay for your ticket? $23,000. I think they had just, like, rolled out of their cardboard. But I mean, I don't understand where they get this kind of money. I mean, you guys are rich. You have it. But I'm just saying, I could not believe the amount of money people spend on these tickets. And it was mostly San Francisco people, too, so even worse.
I saw something that, like, it was some MLB player was at the game and left at halftime. Like, do you know how much money you would have to pay to get the ticket in the place and then just turn around and leave? Can't remember who it was, but.
Well, Jason Kelce spent $1 million on a suite.
I know.
That's and just on the Taylor Swift thing, and then we can stop or whatever. I mean, I guarantee you guys notice this. And every time they showed her, which was, 15 times, she was with someone different in every shot.
Well, she always had Blake Lively by her side.
Well, towards the end.
And Ice
Spice. She had some
Spice. Well, they're on tour together.
She had the girls at first, then four guys, then three other guys, and two other girls, and an older guy. I mean, every time they showed her, it was like the booth must have held 5,000 people because there's always different people in the big.
I think that Las Vegas stadium has like is like very suite heavy. So
yeah, I commented it to the person I was watching with, but she was still concentrated on the Tom Brady commercials. So
the Boston, the Dunkin' Donuts one with all the Boston guys was kind of funny.
When they were wearing those Dunkin' Donuts outfits,
they sold those, and then they sold out of them, obviously. But yeah,
they did. Yeah, that
was with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
And Brady
Matt Damon and Affleck.
Matt Damon just keeps apologizing. I thought that was pretty funny.
Then they were the two of them were walking away because Brady. Yeah, that was a good
Ben
one.
Ben Affleck got kicked out the house again.
What happened? What happened to Affleck?
J-Lo kicked him out for Tom Brady.
Yeah, J-Lo kicked. J-Lo picked Tom Brady over Ben Affleck.
That was pretty funny, I thought.
Yeah. Most people would have picked
it. It released Brady. Like a 5-minute like video today, Duncan did, of like the whole cut up of like the whole commercials all back to back and like the story and whatever. I thought it was pretty funny. But the Paramount Plus commercial is to this day my favorite commercial ever. There's a longer version that I don't think they showed on TV that you got to go watch, where he throws Hey Arnold into the wall, into the mountain.
Why does Paramount Plus need a commercial?
Well, because no one subscribes, probably.
Oh, okay.
Like, probably need some subscribers, need some cash.
When are we going to get back to
it? Go ahead, Sam. Team should be on the ban list. They should never be allowed on the.
I don't know. Again. What is that? I don't even know what that is.
China's Amazon.
It is?
Yeah. I know. I get ads for it all the time. I have absolutely no idea. I mean, that's how they have so much money. Sam's right.
They're why like are we allowing them to do this?
Company. Well, because it's just because it's not like. Oh, it's just a Chinese company.
Yeah. Like, are you familiar with Abby Phillip?
No.
From CNN?
No.
So this is CNN, so I'm a little confused at the question, but she asked Patrick Mahomes, who had been up all night and completely drunk and he was hungover, to comment on the conspiracy that the Super Bowl victory was rigged to benefit Joe Biden. Now, I'm not even sure how Kansas City helps Joe Biden. What is she talking about? Did you see this?
No.
My God. And it's CNN on top of it.
Yeah, okay. I got nothing for you there.
Yeah, I mean, who cares that he was hungover?
Why is someone from CNN?
Super Bowl in Vegas.
Well,
why is Patrick Mahomes on CNN?
From Disneyland. I don't know.
Was she claiming that was true, or was she like,
how
ridiculous is that?
I think she was saying
that was true. There was like tons of conspiracy theories about
really
that being the case. Yeah. Oh yeah.
How does that help Joe Biden?
Kelsey's a Pfizer spokesperson, and Taylor Swift is like, I guess for some reason, like involved.
So
San Francisco. I saw a pretty funny meme.
It had nothing to do with San Francisco. It had everything to do with like the apparently for some reason the Kelsey Swift combo and. That was all. I don't know.
I did see something saying Taylor Swift needs to not support him publicly anymore because she was going to lose fans. But I guess there's two sides to every story.
Yeah, I don't really know what it was all about. But that was a legit.
What were you going to say, Sam? Oh, so that was a thing. Okay.
That was a total thing. That's what I was like, is she just asking, like, how stupid is that? But.
Well, I mean, I would think San Francisco winning. San Francisco's about as Democratic as it gets. I feel like Biden would have been fine either way. But the other controversy was he didn't do a Super Bowl interview like the presidents usually do.
Probably for the best.
Well, I'm going to guess I know why. What were you going to say, Sam?
Not important.
Biden probably would have talked about the Chiefs Oakland back in 63. You know, he probably wouldn't have quite understood what was going on, but he probably liked Usher though.
I don't see how you couldn't, but I think you should send us home.
Sam, do you have any final comments?
No, thanks for listening. I guess one final thing is we did pull a Christian Laettner, and then we missed the wide open layup to buzzer beater to win. But
you're still talking about Santa Clara?
How many wins? I mean, are they tourney bound?
I thought you said they lost. I'm so confused.
We did lose. We missed the
buzzer. They did lose on a buzzer.
Oh, I thought you made a buzzer beater.
Oh no, we missed a front iron. Wide open layup.
Yeah, I remember that.
I was like, when did that happen? I thought I watched the game and you lost.
No, so that wraps it up. We'll make the NIT and lose the first round as normal. And Herb will get another extension.
The Gophers won't even make
the NIT. PJ Flex coming to the West Coast, UCLA, so that's great. I'm happy.
He's actually not. No, he's not. They already hired a coach. Hello?
Well, I didn't see that. When did that happen today?
UCLA hired.
I don't think UCLA hired. Did they?
Oh yeah, former.
Okay, they did.
Back,
that's Deshaun Foster.
Deshaun Foster.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
How pathetic has UCLA gotten that PJ Fleck turned them down?
I don't think it's. This is going to sound outrageous.
No, I know what you're gonna say. But I don't.
The Gopher program right now in 2024 is better than the UCLA program.
I'm gonna say no.
He has a lot of recruits coming too. He probably wants to see him there.
I'm going to say no worse. I'm not going to say better because UCLA, for a thousand reasons, is not bad. But no, they're not worse. That's true.
No, as a football program, I think right now it's fair to say the Gophers are a better program. The potential of UCLA exceeds the Gophers if they can get it back on track.
Although things have gotten incredibly more difficult for UCLA because they'll be playing the Gophers next year.
Yeah, I guess we'll be able to fill that out in real time. But
the Gophers are projected, by the way. What's their 30 teams in the Big Ten now?
I there's a lot. I have no idea. There's more than 10.
They're probably,
that's for sure.
They're projected dead last.
Where did you see that?
It was some win percentage thing. I saw it on Twitter. The Gophers are not very high in high. Their schedule is very tough next year, and
their schedule is tough. But I would find it hard to believe they would be last.
They're pretty close to projected to finish last in wins. I mean, mostly their schedule and the fact that PJ Fleck is still the coach, and they have no. They have 14. I will wrap it up.
The one I'm looking at has them ahead of Northwestern, Purdue, and Indiana.
Okay, so we're 27th out of 30th.
Yeah. Well, I think that was in our half. That was in our half, to be fair. But yeah.
But the Gophers do lead the country in wide receiver transfers each year. Have you ever seen a team that has more wide receivers transfer but never has a quarterback that can throw to them?
No, well, we do.
Hopefully, we have one now. We'll see. UCLA is ironically projected ahead of the Gophers, but I don't really know where they came up with that.
Because
although to be fair, this is still assuming Chip Kelly's the coach.
Well, to be fair, the Gophers had the easiest schedule they could have possibly had last year, and before we wrap it up, it looks like Cousins is gone, which means Jefferson is gone. Interesting.
I wouldn't say that. Cousins is if still we get favored by Vegas.
I'm going to tell you right now. I think the Twins are despicable. There's all these free agents they won't sign. We're not going to get into it. But if the Vikings sign JJ. No, not him. He's just That's signed with something. No, I'm talking about one of the pitchers. If the Vikings get JJ McCarthy, I will owe the Twins a huge apology. And I will be the Vikings' worst. Well, actually, I won't be because I don't care. JJ McCarthy sucks.
I agree with
Correct.
You.
Correct.
Thank you. I would take.
I have faith we sign Cousins, and I will keep the
I think
faith
we have
until
to.
Until I see his signature on a different contract.
Well, if he's willing to, that's my thing. I'm not saying we don't want to. All right. So next week we'll be coming to you.
I
live.
Mean, I will. I'm not gonna like. I'm not gonna.
JJ McCarthy's awful.
No, I agree with that. I'm just my point is I'm not going to read into anything. Draft related right now.
Well, no, we have a month because of his contract. We have a month to sign Cousins or he's gone. So this is going to happen soon.
Get it. Well, yeah, I'm more meant, but whether we sign him or not, at some point we need to draft a quarterback.
Well, if we sign him and we select J.J. McCarthy with the 11th pick, it's just as bad. I mean,
no, Jesus. If they sign Cousins, they won't take a guy in the first round.
They need a cornerback at some point, or three or four. Next week will be coming from one of two waterfalls, actually, Sam.
TLC?
There's a waterfall in the hot tub and a waterfall feature, so, yeah. What do you think of that?
What do you think of them? What did he say in the commercial? He didn't say apples. He said something else.
Yeah, what did he say?
Doesn't matter.
What do you think of them? It doesn't matter. But this
coffee. Is it Dunkin' Donuts? What do you think of them donuts? I don't know.
Something like that. Speaking of coffee, Little Coffee plays a ton for the Clippers. Well, I thought I'm confused. The Clippers are not that good, but I guess they have a decent record, so I can't really say that.
They won a ton in a row.
Yeah, when you look at the guys they have on the court, I just don't feel they're that good, but I get it.
They're not very. Sam made a comment about the depth of. Would you make a comment about the depth of earlier? I don't know, but they have no depth. But they've only lost they lost to us obviously the other night, but they lost to us in when was the game in Minnesota that we beat them? Do you remember? God, I don't remember. Maybe mid-January. So over the last month, they'd only lost two games coming into that
game. We do beat some good teams. It's weird.
We have the best record in the NBA against teams above 500.
Yeah, we're getting absolutely annihilated by Portland right now, 7-3. So
I was going to say the game just started. How bad could it be?
It's bad. Double digits.
That's not double digits.
No, but I mean twice as much. And Georgetown is a couple bad calls. Now they're down 22. So.
I'm not even watching it. Why are you watching? I told you not to.
I'm not.
How'd the Lady Gophers lose to Rutgers?
Their best players.
They have not won a game since she got hurt.
No. Although to be fair, I think that would hold true of the vast majority of women's collegiate basketball.
Well, as soon as Garcia got hit in the lower region, the Gophers blew the lead. So there you go. I guess teams can't win without their best guys.
Not average teams, that's for sure.
Good point. Good well, we'll be back. Two
like,
of us will
like
be
Tony
together.
Romo commentary right there.
I know.
You learned, Dad, learn from the best.
Yeah,
I know, Jim. I'm not going to blow smoke up your two asses, though. That's for sure.
Well,
like
I was Tony not worried
did. About it. Like Tony did to Jim Nance. All right. So we'll be back next week. Two of us will be together on location. Sam, if you want to take a 14-hour flight out here, you're more than welcome to, but it's up to you.
I could do that, but I'm on call next weekend, so I don't think that would be very fun.
No, it wouldn't be. So. Okay, we'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Future and our goals in sight. We know we you had no.